Yeah, it's time for this week's Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome Eric Meehan back to the program. Welcome to America.
Hey, it's like this song is just 6 words long. And yet it says so much more than that.
Indeed.
Hey, everybody. So, seen any good fascism lately?
I'm Antifa myself, although I'm not quite old enough, but in another 20 years.
Very good. Gosh, so we're here for another message in the bottle. I feel like I haven't talked about the stuff that I have, you know, I'm supposed to talk about in weeks. So here's a little more of that. My current admonishment before we get into German wine law is that for anybody, because we don't have enough going on, those beloved tariffs that used to be the worst thing that were going to happen in my life several months ago, they're raising their head again.
Yeah.
Because really all that happened was that they basically stayed it for 180 days. So the new public comment period to potentially anything up to 100% tariffs on these will be starting in a couple days. They haven't announced it yet, but please, folks out there in radio land, when I find out how you can contact the U.S. Trade Representative, I would ask you to do that, because I will be asking you to do that. I can't believe, like, we're going back to this now. And this was going to hurt restaurants and retailers alike so bad before this, and right now we're looking at restaurant closures on an unprecedented scale, as well as retail, but of course restaurants are being hit worse. So that's what I got to sort of wake up to today.
Ugh.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Just when you think that the government was going to stop at rolling back protections on everything, they've decided to push forward with increased tariffs. Like, I don't know where it ends. Anyway, so that's fun. But that's okay. So I picked, obviously, for anyone who doesn't know that sultry voice that the segment started with, that's Rammstein and their song America. So because of recent events, we sort of skipped over most of France, but I talk so much about France, I feel like that's sort of safe, and we'll come back to it at times. This is, you know, the segment where I try to explain to America what Germany is. Our wine of the week, by the way, I should plug that, is a wonderful German Weißburgunder. That is what they their name for Pinot Blanc. And it is a very good value when it comes in a liter bottle. We'll touch a little bit about that. By the way, how are you both? Are you well?
I can't speak for Mr. Haskell, but I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah.
I'm plugging right along. Sure.
Very good. It's funny. You guys were talking earlier. I guess you're going to be discussing smell lists with your next guest.
Yes.
And it reminded me that when I do my Wine 101 class, I always start off with, and I try not to say favorite smells, but what I try to talk to people about is scent memory. So I say, like, what is a very visceral either smell or taste? It's either a smell or taste, either specific one or just in general. And it's really tremendous what people come up with in terms of, and it's, again, it's not always like you were talking about, like, tar and gas. Some people really like that. Some people don't. But it's always, like, you know exactly what they're talking about.
So
It's kind of interesting. I will be eager to hear your next segment on that, because it relates to wine a lot. So curious to hear that. So, yeah, German wine. As will surprise absolutely no one, the German wine classification system, though based heavily on the tenets of the appellation system of France, which we've talked about ad nauseum, the Germans put a strong emphasis on standardization and factual completeness, which, again, surprises no one. But it can really scare the heck out of people when there's all these very sometimes long German words on the label of wine, and they just kind of want to know what's in the bottle. And what they don't understand is the Germans are telling you exactly what's in the bottle, but it, you know. So so this was all. This is not a an ancient system in Germany. This was turned into law in 1971, right? So the Germans, I think, really, you know, they saw what was working and not working in other parts of Europe, sort of post World War II recovery, and finally adopted this. But it's so complex. So all of Germany's vineyards, like all of them, are delineated and registered. So it's not like you have, you know, this particular vineyard is named this, and it's, you know, every vineyard is registered as one of, at this point, 2,600 what are called Einzellagen, or individual sites. Now, it doesn't mean that the sites are necessarily better or worse at that level. It's just that they're registered, right? I won't go there, but you know, Germans.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, again, so the grapes that grow in any one of these individual sites could be used for really, really good wine, really, you know, plonk, whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. Where they get into that is a little bit different. But the things that you're going to see on the bottle is pretty much what I want to talk about today. Now, everybody thinks of German wines as sweet, which is a bit absurd. And I guess that's sort of changing now. But certainly if you had asked anybody 10 years ago or so, they would have been like, oh, yeah, you know, there's sweet wine. And either they really like it or they really kind of not. But German wines in general, and not just Riesling, which everybody thinks of as German wine, but any wine there can be made either, you know, dry or off dry. The terms for that you may see on a bottle are trocken, T-R-O-C-K-E-N, trocken, which is dry, or halbtrocken, which is literally half dry. And I should go back really quick. So I mentioned that Riesling is not, you know, Riesling is the most popular grape, especially exported, but it is the most grown grape in Germany. But there's grapes like the red Dornfelder, which I think we've had a Dornfelder on the show years ago at this point. But that is a wine grape, rather, that's very often made into lightly sweet red as opposed to a dry wine. The most popular red that is pretty much always dry is Pinot Noir, and you do see quite a bit of Pinot Noir grown, especially in the Pfalz region, which is where our Wine of the Week comes from. But you will see a lot of these very familiar grape varietals that you see in Alsace and in parts of Burgundy, and it really is sort of one contiguous wine stretch through, you know, it, within the shadow of the Harz Mountains and everything, that sort of stretch from Burgundy, Champagne, Alsace, up into the German wine regions. The other things you may see on the label, in particular, that will be, I guess, more obvious than other things, is QBA, right? QBA is a designation that you'll very often see, sometimes on the capsule itself. That stands for Qualitätsweinbestimme Augenbearbeiter, which means...
Well done.
Thank you. German I can do. It's some of the other ones that I struggle with. And that means it's a quality wine, right? Which, what does a quality wine mean? Well, it means precisely that. It is something that has reached a certain designation in terms of alcohol percentage, ripeness, etc. Quality wine from a specific region has to be from one of the 13 wine-growing regions that are designated by the government. Has to have at least 7% alcohol by volume. You can use chapelization, which is the adding of sugar. And so when you get away from that is when you get to the next level up, which you will see registered as Pradekatwein, or with the designation QMP. I'll do it just for fun. Qualitätswein mit Pradekat. So superior quality wine, essentially. And that was... changed just to Pradekatwein in 2007, and that's where you start to get into the no chapitalization, finer wines that you're going to, you know, pay, you know, $20 and above for. Let's just sort of throw that out there for fun. Kerry, what is my timing, sir?
You've got about 2 minutes left.
All right, cool. Well, I will just quickly then veer away from Germany. We can get back to it next week, as well as a little bit about Austria. But I will re-mention that our wine of the week is a Pinot Blanc Weißburgunder from the Pfalz region of Germany. So sip some. It's wonderful. 12%, you know, low alcohol, very quaffable. At the store, I just wanted to kind of address what we're doing there. We're still doing curbside pickup for anybody and everybody. Doesn't need to be for a health reason or whatever reason. If that makes you happy, great. But on in-store, so we're no longer really doing the by appointment only, but you can certainly make an appointment. But here's the deal. If you want to come into the store, we will ask that you wear a mask, and we will be wearing masks. If for some reason you cannot wear a mask for health reasons and you do want to come into the store, please do make an appointment, and we'll make sure that you're the only one in there, and you can not have a mask. We'll have a mask, and that way, hopefully, that'll be the safest way that we can do that, because I don't want to turn people away for health reasons. But we've already had a couple customers who wanted to pitch a fight about it, and I just want to say we're not interested in fighting. We're doing this for everybody's health.
Thank you.
I can understand that.
We do.
Yes, I know you guys do, but there's folks out there who, you know, for some reason or another, maybe they're just sick of it all, and I get it. I'm sick of it too, but I'd rather be sick of it than being sick.
Yes,
I've seen what those ventilators look like, and I have no interest, none. So, so that's the deal. So, if you want to come to the store, we're operating 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. The door will be locked so that we can slowly let people in, so that we're not letting, you know, groups of large, you know, whatever to, in. We're going to really try and keep it as sensible as possible, because it's the only thing we know how to do. So I will talk to you guys next Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit more about Germany. I hope all we have to talk about is just Germany and Austria and wine.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Be safe, be well, and we'll check with you next week.
All righty, boys. Cheers.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.